Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. It is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock right here on 657 AM. Do remember, at 3 o'clock, you have Dramani Johannes with something else, and he'll continue with you on Spectrum from 4 o'clock up until 6 o'clock. Give you the sounds of Mpho Mutula, the daughter to Pastor Mutula in Soweto, and the song is Under the Shadow. And yes, we're sitting on 15 minutes just after 2. Now, before I greet my next guest, I want to say to the family, we are excited about the updates to our programming lineup starting from yesterday, the 1st of July, 2024. First up, we started with Luko Mgwediputi, who joined the Spectrum family and airing on Mondays and Fridays. Get ready for fresh perspectives and engaging content to kickstart your week and wind down into the weekend. Our beloved program, Heart to Heart, featuring Ayanda Nenemba, is moving to new time slots. Tune in every Thursday and Friday to catch Ayanda's heartfelt conversations and inspiring stories. And again, on Wednesdays, Heart to Heart, Luko Puti will be also broadcasting there, bringing you closer to the stories and people that matter. On Saturdays is your day to indulge with the Ultimate Lifestyle Guide, hosted by Cheryl Moodley. From the latest trends to expect tips, Cheryl will guide you through the Ultimate Lifestyle experience every Saturday. And don't miss Thursday Lives with Pastor Ray Lekhodi, where you'll get a dynamic mix of live discussions and interactive segments that won't, or you don't want to miss. And in addition, join Avuti Godfrey Mwabi for intimate moments on Mondays through to Wednesdays, offering you deep, meaningful discussions to enrich your evening. And also, the last one, Sibongile Mofokeng joining the intimate moments on Fridays from 10 up until 12 midnight. Now, I said that when we come back, we are talking to Bishop Tshepo. And Bishop Tshepo Mabena is on the line with me. We're talking worship. We're talking worship today. And somebody says it's our way of life. It should be something that we do on a daily basis. This is who we are. We are built to worship. We are called to worship. And so we are talking about worship today. We're going to find out more from the apostle. And we are also welcoming him as we welcomed Apostle Hali. Today we are also welcoming Bishop Mabena Muriti. How are you today?
Bless you. Bless you, my sister. Thank you very much to your family for just a warm welcome on such a wonderful space. Thank you, my sister. I am very well. Of course, this is Bishop T. Mabena.
Bishop, welcome to the family of Radio Pulpit. You catch so fast. I'm impressed, really, that you said the family. You didn't say to the listeners.
Wow.
Yeah, I was expecting you to say listeners, but no, took a needle and went to that balloon poo, and I was like, yeah. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we're talking worship. And as I said, so many of us get confused when we're talking about worship. We think when we sing worship, we are referring to songs. We are referring to music. And so when people say worship, people quickly think music. And in my understanding, music is part of worship.
Yes.
What is worship?
Yeah. First and foremost, again, I thank you for this wonderful moment that I have with the family, and it's really quite an honor to come and deliberate such topic, especially in the now dispensational church, where we have to bring the connotation or the full meaning of what is worship, especially from the priestly perspective or point of view, so to say. You know, in the journey of worship, we've been growing, and we were only being taught time to go to church. You know, you've been raised by your grandmother. Some of us, we come from traditional families. And until we got to a point where the Lord chose us to be saved, born again, washed by the blood of Jesus, and then we understood the core or the indices of what is actually worship. You know, of course, we had cases where people are defining worship as a song or defining worship as music. And totally, you wouldn't shut a point of view, but the essence of the truth behind it, that more than worship being a song or being a music, worship is a life, is a lifestyle, is a certain life that you are called into. It's like being called into a vocation, you know, where Paul says, therefore, my brothers, I urge you to walk worthy upon the vocation that you have been called into, meaning upon the standard of the calling that you've been. So worship, therefore, becomes a calling that that is obtained within a certain life and perspective.
Okay.
Why am I saying this? Because when you come into worship, there is a denounce of a life that you are moving from, and then you are transitionally coming into. And that is carrying certain principles. It's carrying certain criteria. When you come into the life of worship, it's definitely coming out from a certain life, because of you are born from a certain life,
okay,
and now you are rebirthed into the life of worship.
Okay.
Now, the first stanza of the life of worship is, number one, born again, being saved, from, not from certain stuff that you've been doing, but from a certain life.
Okay.
Because when we speak of worship, we're not speaking to an artist or speaking to a musician. We are speaking to a whole body coming into a whole completion of belonging to a certain nature or tribe. That is why when you read carefully the Bible, in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, this is number 1 to number 3. Therefore, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as
a living sacrifice.
Watch this now. Holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Now, the holy and acceptable is actually the criteria to the spiritual worship. Because if then I would come caring, therefore, where I come from, then it wouldn't make sense of the acceptability that I need to step into if I am still yesterday the same. But therefore, there must be a transition. So therefore now, there is a base that we build our worship from, which is presenting ourselves, presenting, therefore, our bodies as a living sacrifice. What does this mean, my sister? This simply means that worship, before it becomes alive, it has a place of worship.
Okay.
My God, I felt something. It has a place of worship. So our bodies, when we present them, so when Christ died for us, we were baptized with him in death, buried with him, and it was a process of being buried, then being raised with him from the dead. So our bodies have gone through the process of dying from a certain life. That means we have been presented to death for to be raised into life.
Christ.
And to, and in the life of worship. Now remember, we are raised no longer from Jesus, the son of Joseph, but we are raised into Jesus, the Christ, meaning the anointed one. So after the process of the life of being persecuted, being buried, and being raised again with him, then we understand the meaning of now when we are new in him.
Okay.
What does it mean? Our life completely changes. Why? Because our bodies have gone through the process of dying from a life that Paul says we must come out from and be presented to God.
You know,
and when we are presented to God,
all right,
then we are rose with Him, not just rose with Him, but rose with Him in anointing. Remember, Christ is not the surname of Jesus, but the word Christ means
the anointed one.
The anointed. So we are raised now into anointing.
All right, Mfundis. Now, what comes to one's mind and heart? I'm thinking about people of other spaces, what they believe in. I have seen them worshiping whatever that they worship wholeheartedly. So you meet them, you talk to them, they speak that thing, they live that thing, they practice whatever that comes with that. I'm not going to mention them by name. We know, we see in different areas. Also, when you become a soldier in any country, and this I've heard from many soldiers, those in the Air Force, those in the Army as well, wherever in the Army, they would say something like, when you become a soldier, they take out your civilian sheep. I don't know if there's anything like that, but you cease to be a civilian. And you become a soldier, meaning that you will even die for your country. You have given yourself totally and wholly to your country. Now, when it comes to us as Christians, what happens? Why do we have to struggle? Is it because we are at war and we are not even aware that we are at war? Why is it so hard for us to worship through our bodies, presenting them as a living sacrifice? Oh, that is hectic right there.
Look, you see, one thing that we must know is that Jesus never preached religion, but he preached the relationship with God.
Mm.
Now, let me give the answer to that. It means when we worship, we're not just coming from a certain country, but we are of a certain kingdom, and which is the kingdom of God. So now you will find that when we come into utterance of our worship, remember, the kingdom of God is under war with the kingdom of darkness.
Mm.
So there are forces whereby Paul would attest to, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Because the battle that we are fighting is not a physical battle.
Mm.
It's not a battle that has to do with carnality or has to do with the flesh.
Mm.
But it has to do with the internality of who we are in the citizenship of the kingdom.
So we are attacked because of who we are.
Because of who we are.
Okay.
Not just because of what we are carrying, but we are attacked because of from where we come from and from whose we are.
Right.
In what we have in him.
Mm.
So, therefore, that's why if you will read carefully, when you go down with the word, it will say, do not conform to this.
To the standard of this world.
Come on now. And do not conform to this world. But be transformed, here is it now.
By the renewing.
Be transformed by the renewal of
your mind. Mm.
So now, it takes us, for us to find the core of this worship, there is a personal transformation that has to take place, which requires the self-introspection to say, you don't just go to church. Worship is not just going to church or singing a song, but it has to deal with personal transformation in the renewing of your mind. Why does Paul use the word renewing? It's because of your mind has been imputed with other stuff. Your mind has been imputed with other things because of there is a kingdom that you come from. But stepping into this kingdom of God and for this worship to God, your mind needs to be renewed. Oh, my God.
So your mind needs to be renewed. So there's no worship except or until there's the renewal of the mind.
I think we need to now start to categorize the renewal of the mind part of the worship.
Okay, before we categorize,
yes.
Okay, continue, Mfundis. Let me allow to categorize. Go to the categories of
why
the renewal of the mind.
Why I'm thinking about this categorism is because transformation on its own, it's core. If you are transformed, It means you are changed, not just adapted into something.
Mm.
It means you have consulted within yourself to a level of trance. When you transform, it's changing. You know, you are changing from something to another thing. But you are not only just changing, but what you are formed, meaning you are shaped, you are rearranged. Because how can you change but you still have the same formation?
Okay.
So that's why the transforming, be transformed, and by what?
By the renewal of your mind.
Exactly. Then gives us the power to say, why don't we say that renewal of the mind is part of a worship before you sing about the song of worship?
Okay.
Yeah. So that the Bible says that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, it expands us. The renewal of, you see, the problem is this. Today we have fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord that have come into fellowship of Christ, saved by the grace of God, but because of the non-renewal of the mind, implication from the kingdom of darkness comes in to remind them where they come from. They can easily tap out of what they said they are transformed in. Why? Because the dealing of the renewal of the mind was not core to the process of giving yourself, giving your body as a living sacrifice.
Okay, so,
it's the simplicity of, I just gave my body, but I did not give
my mind.
Exactly.
So it means as we are taking a break now, it means that when one gives their lives or starts building a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ, the relationship that you, Muruti, is talking about, and allowing the Lord to be Lord over their lives, it means it should come with the renewing of the mind. And this is what needs to be taught in our churches, in our gatherings, because I believe that in other spaces, when a person transforms, when a person decides to follow whatever, they are grilled into it. If you can see the soldiers drilling in the rain, in the sun, that creates a stubborn character in them that says, I will never be moved. I know who I am. I'm a soldier of South Africa, and I will fight for South Africa. If it means I should die, then I will die for South Africa. So it means we need to really be renewed. And I think what we say, the only thing that I remember us saying whenever somebody gives their lives to Christ, well, I don't know, at the pulpit, but I don't know what happens when we go to the counseling sessions thereof. And in some churches, they don't even have that. You end up just hearing the pastor saying, this is the best decision that you have made. And it ends there. And so when the battle starts raging, you're like, whoa, didn't they say this is the best? Let's take a break, Muruti. We are coming back to talk to you some more. Family, you can be part of our discussion. The line is, the lines are opened on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. And our WhatsApp line, 0826572729. Our SMS line, 37871. We are streaming live on Facebook. So you can just talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking worship with Pastor Tsepo Mabena.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
It is your daily companion, 657 AM. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3. At 3, it is Something Else with Germany, Johan Els, who will continue with you from 4 up until 6 on Spectrum as well. And afterwards, you will be joined by Abuti Godfrey Moabi and my family. Right here on Heart to Heart right now, I'm talking to Pastor Tshepo Mapena. We're talking on worship. We'd like to hear from you. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. And our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. Our SMS line, 3787-1. Yes, 37871. We are streaming live on Facebook. You can sommer results met ones. Give you the sounds of Sir Martino Malebe. Lord, I thank you. It's a new release by Sir Martino Malebe, and we'll be talking to him on that very soon. So excited about it. So yeah, it's his new release, and I can't wait to be talking to him. But we are on worship right now, talking to Bishop Tshepo Mapena, so you can talk to us, my family. The time now, 22 minutes, just before 3. So, Muruti, it's very vital that when people get into the kingdom, they need to get help in transforming their minds, because most of the times we're thinking we are coming to a God who's an ATM. But before you say something, let me take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed, bien, Major. How are you, sister?
Ngiyaphila, babunkosi. Ngicela welcome Bishop Mapena.
Bishop uninjani lapho?
Baba. Amen, sir.
Kunjani mfundisi wami?
Siyabonga, baba. Ngomusa kaNkosi
inkosi. Awuthesi inkosi uyabusa mfundisi wami. Siyabonga.
Hayi, hayi. Yes,
sibonga izwi ngobe. Ngaphandle kwezwi sizifanela nje namafishi. Hamba eta roti.
Hamba pipa bunkosi.
Eta roti. Conventionally they are dead.
Yes, sir.
Ngobe ngaphandle kwezwi thina asisilutho.
Yeah.
Kuphila lo mzimba thina still. Yabona uma bakhuluma ngoba bunkosi bakhuluma ngalo wena engamboni.
Yeah.
Lo ongadli irice nechicken.
Yeah.
Lo odla izwi likaNkuluNkulunkulu. Uma angalitholi izwi likaNkuluNkulu uyafa, uphile le nyama. Manje sibonga leli zwi enisiphakela lona mfundisi wami. Amen. Ya, ngobe izwi likaNkuluNkulu ukufunda lapha kulokhizana ku Acts 20 verse 32. Kulokhizana uPaul uthi, I commend you to the word of God. I commend you to God, to his word of grace, that can build you up and give you your inheritance. See, the inheritance, as ngeke sayithola uma singahlekana.
Yo.
Ngoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu liyibeka into yalo liyibeka step by step. Aliqalanga nge-inheritance. Liqale ngokuthi, I commend you to God. Okokuqala kufanele uthole uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Number 2, bese sowuthola izwi lakhe lomusa.
Right.
Bese leli izwi lakhe lomusa liyakwakha. Uma sowakhekile sowuthola i-inheritance. Ungakakheki angeke uyithole i-inheritance. Sisibongile, ngizocela ungivulele u-First Corinthians 3.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 3. I'm rushing there. Which verse?
From verse 1 to 3.
All right. So 1 Corinthians 3 verse 1 says, And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?
Transformation. Then bese sesidinga ukufidwa ngebisi okuyizwi likaNkulunkulu. Then the more sifidwa bese siyakhula. Then sesiyaphuma ebisini sesidla solid foods.
Yes.
Uma sesidla solid foods, angeke usangizwa ngikomplaina ngendaba yomnikelo. Angeke.
Offering is
yes, sir.
Angeke usangizwa ngikomplaina ngomfundisi.
Yes, sir.
Nezimpi azisabi khona phakathi kwethu. Angisababoni, angisayiboni favoritism esontweni.
Yeah.
Mara ngenkathi ngisadlubisi ngibona ifavoritism kunabafavorayo la esontweni abenziwa. It is not wrong, but akufuneki uhlale lapho ebuswaneni.
Yo.
Kufanele ukhule. Leyo i-transformation.
All right.
Transformer. I vele nje ikugugu once.
Yes. It's a journey. It's a life.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
Yebo. Manje kufanele sikhule. Singahlali singabantwana. Akukho wrong ukuphuza ukudlibisi. Mara kufanele ukhule, ugcine sowudla umdoko, uphume emdokweni, udla inyama egayiwe. Uphume enyama enegayiwe uhlele ecinile ofanele usime ngebonda uma uyihlephu.
Hey, babunkosi. Alright, Baba. Alright. Thank you so much, Baba. Thank you so much. Yeah, and that was Wabunkosi family. And what he's talking about transformation. He says we need the word of God for us to, for it to build us. So he took us to the book of Acts 20:32, and he took us to the book of 1 Corinthians from verse 1 to verse 3. And those two books talk about our journey of transformation. And he says we cannot remain children. We depend on the word to grow. We depend on the word to live. And what when he said that, I was reminded of the scripture that says, in him we live, we move, and have our being. And he says we should not allow ourselves to remain babes and eat milk or drink milk through and through. But we need to come to a point where we are growing, and that is transformation. So, Mfundisi, we need that. And I think these are the teachings that we need in our churches. Because when we give our lives to Christ, yes, God is so gracious. God is so merciful that you find us having things easy on our first months, and as we are getting acquainted with the Lord and we are starting this relationship, we would pray for something and it happens. And then there comes different things that come, and sometimes it doesn't happen like that, like we used to. And when we get to that part, because we were not trained to know you are a worshipper, whether you're faced with anything is happening in your life, but you're a worshipper, you continue to worship him in that, we start complaining because somebody told us you have taken the right decision, but they failed to let us know your mind needs to be transformed. I mean, renewed. You need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And this is how your mind needs to be renewed.
That's right.
So how do we live worship as God's people? Because when you're out there, people of other things, as I said, I won't mention them in name, you just take one look, you know, nobody will even tell you, but you know through just looking with, okay, all right. So when it comes to us, some will even say, Usibongile, Saved. Ooh, no, not that one. Really? Wena? Saved. Why? It's because we are not living our life of worship. So how do we do that?
Let's firstly look at the appeal of how Paul appeals to Rome. He says, Paul appeals by God's mercy, number one. Not by any man's mercy. Or Musa Bangulungul. In other words, because God has shown you mercy, you should be a true worshiper. Now, Paul may have been thinking of what Jesus told a woman who was confused about where and how to worship in the book of John 4, verse 22 to 24. The Bible says, you worship what you do not know, but the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father
in spirit and in truth.
It doesn't say in truth and in spirit. It says in spirit, then in truth. So the transforming urges you to come and tap into the nature of who you are before you worship what you are supposed to worship. It means you die from your flesh. And the resurrection of you is the spirit, Mabena, who will be the spiritual worshiper. Then comes the true worshiper, which is the spirit and truth. Well, the Bible says, when you live in truth, it's the manifestation of where you come from, the life of worship now. The Bible says, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is what? Is spirit. And those who worship him must worship in spirit
and in truth.
That's it. Now, this is Jesus laid out what real true worship is. First is to worship God in spirit and in truth. That means you understand who God is, number one, and all about the Godhead. So we need to now understand kingdom worship and church worship. We are the church, but we are the kingdom citizenship.
All right.
Now, if we are the church, we come into... Now, Jesus says, take the book of Matthew, he says, come to me, all of you who are weary, heavy laden, and I will give you... Yes.
Rest.
And he says, give you rest. Take my yoke. Because it is easy and it is light. Now, everyone comes in, meaning many are called. The calling of worship is for everybody.
Yes.
But the being chosen for the life of worship is not for everybody. Oh, God. That is why I will go back to what you said when Uti, by seeing these, they are being saved, born again, but then after some churches don't render the service of taking them into the life of being saved. Why? Because of there are no classes, no follow-ups, no fundamental principles are built on now the type of a life, the life of worship that they've stepped into. So the Jesus that they've received remains the religious Jesus rather than the Jesus who allows us to relate with God. So we can only identify him in the Bible, but he's unidentified on us because he's not dwelling in the inside of us and we are not allowing him to.
So we are like your Davids and others who desired who waited for the Lord Holy Spirit to be upon them because now we don't leave it. It means that it's like when we get to church, it's as though the Lord is sitting upon us. And that's not how it is right now. He should be in us.
Exactly. Now, Let's qualify that. We qualify that by when Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now watch this. That is anointing. But before the Spirit of the Lord comes on you, the Spirit of God must be in you.
Okay.
He must dwell in the inside of you. When he comes upon you, he no longer becomes the life in you, but he becomes the anointing on you.
Okay.
Oh, God. So it's now from in and out than outside in. That's why we're having churches today that will never understand the true meaning of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Why? Because someone receives the outside in, he followed the calling before, he follows the life in the calling, which is the life of worship. Many are called, but few
are chosen. All right.
You can have a stream of beautiful musicians in your church, but many are called.
Many.
But few are chosen.
All right. Mfundisi, what is your closing statement? We got to put a comma to it, because I think when we come back, we need to understand what is the role of music then in worship, because we have misunderstood the two relationships. I know it's where music is part of it, but we have really misunderstood this. So I have a minute to close it quickly. And what do we say in closure?
What I want to say to sum up all this.
Yes, sir.
Worship in spirit and in truth. But worship is life. Music is the tool, part of the tool of worship. But it's not worship. When you give yourself as a sacrifice, it's not only for singularity, but it's for corporate worship. When you lead corporate worship, remember, worship in spirit and in truth.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bishop. For family members who'd like to talk to the Bishop, how do they get hold of him?
Of course, I'm available on Facebook. It's Bishop T. Mapena. I'm available on Instagram, same Bishop T, or Bishop _ T Maps. And yeah, on those ranks, they can get me. And can I leave my email for correspondence purposes? Is bishoptmapena@gmail.com.
All righty then. Thank you so much, Bishop. We are coming back. We got to talk now about the music and even talk to the people who are leading us in our churches as well. It's always a wonderful time to learn. And we thank God for the airwaves, because this is where he equips us. When we go out there, we are strengthened. Thank you so much for giving us a moment to learn, Muruti, from your table.
Amen.
And what you've prepared with the Lord. May God bless you.
Bless you. Thanks the family.
We are forging a deeper relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. May we live a life of worship. We have learned we have to always also remember to worship in spirit and in truth. I'm signing out. Next up is Germany Johannes with Something Else. And I will be with you again tomorrow at 9 in the morning up until 11 on Just For You. Remember, it's health issues and business as well. More business. Talking about business from a godly perspective. Leaving you with the sounds of Marvin Sepp, Deeper. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Man, love you so much, family. Have a great one.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.